Good evening, Gunnison County. This is Ian Havlick with the Crested Butte Avalanche Center, giving you a brief backcountry roundup, where we're at and where we're going. So after a dry January, drier than most of us can remember, I think Kebler Pass area only recorded about 12 inches of snowfall for the first 21 days of January. We're sitting now in a more active pattern. And although we were at low danger for a good portion of the last 10 days or so, we're now treading into dangerous avalanche conditions, and parts of our zone, our western and northern parts of our forecast areas, are rated considerable at the moment. And our eastern forecast areas, in areas east of Crested Butte, east and south, is currently rated moderate, and that change in danger is due to the snowfall we've been seeing. We have about 1.5 to 2 inches of liquid water equivalent that has fallen in the last, 4 or 5 days. So what does that mean? That means 1 to 2 feet of snowfall has been falling in our areas west and north of town. So from Kebler Pass to the upper Slate River drainage to upper Washington Gulch and all the way over to Schofield Pass, those mountains, as they usually are, have been favored by the storms we've been seeing. So that new snow has formed a slab over our January 19th is what we're calling it, January 19th near surface facet layer, so sugary facets near the surface that are now buried 1 to 2 feet deep are causing trouble. We had reports of near miss today on Schuylkill with some skiers, some expert skiers that were surprised by a widely propagating avalanche on a slope they were skiing. And so it's just word of warning. We got dangerous conditions now and more snow in the forecast, so we will be seeing considerable danger staying with us for the foreseeable future as that weak sugary snow struggles to adjust to the new slab. Spread the word. Let's stay safe out there. Lower angled slopes are your friend to ski and ride. Slopes lower than 30 degrees are definitely your friend, not attached to anything steeper above. So head to our website for daily avalanche advisories, cbavalanchecenter.org. And as always, you can hear the forecast read by one of our forecasters every morning, 8 a.m. on KBUT. We super appreciate the support KBUT's been giving us and hope that that continues sharing valuable information with the community. As far as outreach events, we got another fireside chat virtual. They've been a hit this year. If you miss it the night of, we have been recording and posting them to our website. Definitely worth a look. Play them on your commute, whatever. But we got Star Jameson coming on February 4th to talk about mental health and some cool efforts she's been making for avalanche survivors and friends of avalanche victims. So worth checking out, super relevant for this year as we still are healing from the events earlier this season. So let's stay safe out there, spread the word, and thanks for listening. Thanks, Chris. Thanks, Christopher. Hope to be with you all again on some future community matters. Thanks for having us.